Random House Audio presents The Lemon Orchard by Lou Anne Rice, read for you by Blair Brown. Prologue, February 2007. This is how I picture it. 11 o'clock that cold and sunny morning. She is behind the wheel, hands in the 2 and 10 position because she's a good girl, and that's the way her father, sitting beside her holding the large black coffee he bought at Kendall's, likes her to drive. And she's taking care because she doesn't want him to spill it and scald himself. The station wagon is 12 years old, and it smells of dog. And if she looked in the rearview mirror, she could see where we used to buckle her car seat. Bonnie Blue, our 7-year-old and the latest in a long line of Blue Merle border collies, rides with me because she's still rambunctious and likes to nuzzle the driver's ear from the back seat. And Peter and I worry she might distract Jenny. Bonnie and I are 2 miles behind, with one last stop to make, to pick up the chocolate cake at Hoffman's Bakery, where Viola and Norma have decorated it with goalposts and a 50-yard line, and know to spread raspberry preserves between the layers because that is Jenny's favorite. My daughter, Jenny Hughes. She is wearing the bulky Nordic sweater, endearingly lopsided, she knit for Timmy from yarn that still contained bits of burrs and brambles from the sheep's wool. And it's so Jenny to be wearing it, just 2 days after he gave it back to her as part of the breakup, along with her telescope and dog-eared copy of A.J. Ray's The Stars. The February day is frigid but bright, and although there's plenty of snow left from last week's storm, the roads are clear of ice. Jenny is thinking of the party.